Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you are to put all your trust in Allah as He should be trusted, He will provide you with sustenance as He does to the birds. It comes in another hadith sharif that he who cuts off and turns himself away from the world, that is, he doesn't ask for help from anyone, and he turns to Allah alone, Allah Ta'ala is enough. Allah Ta'ala protects him against all types of problems, and Allah provides for him from places he never could imagine. At this juncture, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi quotes a few ayat from the Qur'an Majeed, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages His servants to have trust in Him and to turn to Him alone in all their needs. We should take these ayat very seriously and we should try to understand them. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. And Allah alone should be the, and Allah alone should the Muslims put their trust in. This ayat means that the mu'mineen should never put their trust in anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayat comes in various different surahs from the Qur'an Majeed, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Maida, etc. Further, Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all favors which include our daily rizq are in the hands of Allah. He gives them to whom He wishes, and Allah is all-embracing, that is, His gifts cannot be counted. Allah is all-knowing. He knows how much should be given to whom and at what time. And for the giving of His mercy and gifts, Allah especially chooses whom He wishes, because Allah is the giver of countless favors.